Okay. Today is Daf Chof Vav. We're on Chof Hey Amud Beis. So we learned the Mishnah. We'll learn the Mishnah again, just to remind us of what we're doing here. So the Mishnah said like this: Higia Yovel, Yovel came below Nigala, and the owner, the original owner, never redeemed his field. So Hakahanim Nichnas Motocha, the Kahanim get that field. V'Nosin Es Dameha Divi Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda said they have to pay for it. Okay, and they had a machloket, Rashi and the Rambam, what do they pay? Do they pay 50 shekel, or do they pay whatever the value is? Rabbi Shimon Omer, Nichnasin, below Nosin. Rabbi Shimon says, no, they get it for free. Right? They get it for free. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Lo Nichnasin, below Nosin. They don't get it for free, they don't get it at all. Ela Nichnas Sadet Retushin, it's called a rejected field. Ad Hayovel Hasheni, until the second Yovel. Gia Yovel Hasheni Vol Nigala. If the second Yovel happened and it wasn't redeemed, then Nikra Retushe Retushe and Yovel Shlishi. That can go on for 1,000 years. The point is, La'olam, Eina Kahanam Nechnas Latocha Ad Sheigalena Acher. Nope, the Kahanam can never get it unless somebody redeemed it. Who is the somebody? That we'll see. But in other words, for it to go to Bezdin, for it to go to the Beit HaMikdash and sit there for 75 years, now it's going to go to, that's never going to happen. Has to be somebody who redeemed it first. Why? He learns it out of Pesukim. Okay. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda's reason that you have to pay for it? So he says, Gomar Kodesh Kodesh Mimakdish Bayis. It's a Gzeir Shava from somebody who is Makdish's house. The Pesuk says that if someone's Makdish's house, right, that's also, it's either in Bahar or Bechukotze over there, that just like, if somebody's Makdash's house, Bala Halon Bidamim, right, when it comes to a house, there's no Shaila, you have, in order to Kohanim want it, they have to pay for it, Akan Bidamim, so too when it comes to the Seahuza, the Kohanim has to pay, Reb Shimon, or whatever Reb Shimon, Gamar Kodesh Kodesh Mikivse Atzeres, he learned the Gzei Rishava from Kavana. They keep that terrace. It's really all kabbalos. Ma lahalad b'chinam. When it comes to a carbon, the kahanim get a carbon. They paid for that carbon. Of course not. They get it for free. They get it for free. The derech shava. Just like the kabbalos, keep that terrace and all kabbalos, they get it for free. Afkad b'chinam. So too, when it comes to a derechuda, they get it for free. Now, Rabbi Yehuda nami leilas mikif that terrace. It's a very good makar. Why didn't Rabbi Yehuda learn that makar? So the answer is because Don and Kitche Berek Abayis, Mikitche Berek Abayis. Because it's much more relevant, much more similar to apply to learn Berek Abayis, donation to donation, right? A donation of a house, not donation to a carbon. They Don and Kitche Berek Abayis, Kitche Mizbeah. Don't compare donations to Mizbeah. Reb Shimon Nami Leilas Mikitche Bayis. Then why doesn't Reb Shimon learn from that? That's a very good reasoning. He answers, Donin davar shamatana lekahanim, midavar shamatana lekahanim. He learns out, I'd rather learn something that's a matana to the kahanim. Why? Because karbanos are a matana kuhuna, and seachuza are one of the matana kuhuna. However, houses are not. Because it's paper, it's a matana is that. They ain't donin davar shamatana lekahanim, midavar shamatana lekahanim. I'm not going to learn a house to stay a chuzah, house they have to pay for. That's not matana. It's not just thing as a matana they have to pay for, right? And to stay a chuzah, which is for free. Therefore, they have their shittas, and that's how it stands. The difficult shita is Rabbi Eliezer. Because Rabbi Eliezer said basically that if somebody donates a stay a chuzah to Beit HaMikdash, the kahanim can't get it unless somebody redeemed it. It can sit there for 1,000 years. Once somebody, one Yovel will pass, another Yovel will pass, unless somebody redeemed it first. Now, if somebody redeemed it first, and who redeemed it? Not the Baal, somebody else, then it can go to the Kahanim. What do you mean? So let's say, one second, now I have to remind myself. What's the halacha if Reuben has a field, Reuben donates it, then Shimon redeemed it. He paid 25 years left. He paid 25 shekel, 25 fudyon, took possession of the field. And what happens at Yovel? It goes to whom? It goes back to Reuven, or it goes to the... No, it doesn't go back. Doesn't go back to Reuven. Correct. Correct. Who? Yeah, you walk into bed. I heard what's his name donated the field. I'll take it. Oh yeah, I'll buy it. We're gonna have it. How they do it? We're gonna have an auction. Let's go to the next. Yeah, I believe so. They have an auction, or I guess you heard about it. You get it. I don't know, that's a detail that I don't know. So many times the Gemara will like that. Why? Uh-huh. Right, I hear you. Right, it's a good question. Oh, so we're going to have in the next, I think it's the next parak. So there's an auction. It's actually not the next parak. Tomorrow's that. There's an auction, and the Baal gets, first dibs. First they pay the fifth. Hatkis gets more money. So yeah, tomorrow's that, about the auction. Okay? So yeah, that's a good question, about the auction. Okay, so now, Rabbi Eliezer said the only way the Kohanim could ever get it is if somebody redeemed it. Nobody ever redeemed it, it'll sit by Hekdesh for 100 years, 1,000 years. Okay? So, Amar Rabba, my time is Rabbi Eliezer. What's his reason? Okay? Amar Kra, well, it says in the Pasuk. Now, the Pasuk says like this. It says like this. I'm going to read the two Pesukim. It's two psukim. Ready? It says like this. Vim lo yugal et hasadeh. If you didn't redeem the field, vim machar et hasadeh l'ish acher, or it was sold to somebody else, lo yugal od. The original owner lost it. He can't, lo yugal od. V'haya hatzadeh b'tzeitzo b'yovel, and the field goes out at Yovel, kodesh l'ashem, kasadeh hacherem. It's like any cherem field. It's a cherem field. That's the next parak. We'll be doing that on Friday. La Kohen Tiyahudaso. It goes to the Kohen. Okay? Okay? Now, three psukim later, the Torah says, Vishnas Hayovel Yoshuv Hasada La Sher Kino Meito La Sher Lo Lachudasara. Yovel goes back to the original person. That's a separate halacha. Okay? Again, getting back. What's Rabbi Loza's reason? So here's a story. Amar Kor, it says in the Pasuk, Vim Lo Yigalas Hasada. Right? Vim lo yigal hasadeh, dot, lo yigal od. Right? That's what Torah says. It also says, v'yimachar es hasadeh, v'haya hasadeh b'tzeitzo b'yovel. So what do you see? There has to be a redemption before the coin can get it at Yovel. Now, the psukim said nothing of the sort. Well, if you take the two words, lo yigal, you take them over here with you, cut off. That's a bias point. I'm a bias. Sakina Kharifa mi paska. You took a knife to carve out those words. Right? Kroy. You took a knife. That's not what the Pesukim say. Right? You took... The Pesuk says if you didn't redeem it or if you didn't sell it. Then what happens? At Yovel you use it. So, well, if you take the words, you didn't redeem it, and the Yovel you lose it because you didn't sell it. I mean, there's a bias. It doesn't say that. It simply doesn't say that. Elam Arbaya, Taima Rabbi Elazar Kintanya. The reason for Rabbi Eliezer is the following brisa. This is hard. It says like this. It says in the Torah, Lo Yigael. Lo Yigael, if Reuven donates Maktish's field, he then does not redeem it. Or he doesn't buy it back. Halacha is, Lo Yigael Od. He loses it forever. Right? What happens at Yovel? Pashtus, he loses it. He loses it. Goes to the Kohanim. Lo yigoel od. Now, Rabbi Eliezer can't argue on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, lo yigoel od. So the Brisa says like this. Lo tehe nigeles, she tehe lefonav kiste mikne. It should not, I would think, lo tehe nigeles, she tehe lefonav kiste mikne. That the original owner can't even redeem it as a stay miknet. What's a stay miknet? A stay miknet is a field. It's an ancestral. We're going to answer that. It's an ancestral field that I don't donate it to the Beit HaMikdash, but I sell it to you. Basically, I'm renting it to you for 50 years. That's basically what I'm doing. What happens to it at 50 years, it goes back to me. Your summary before was excellent. Once you donate it to the Beis HaMikdash, you're never getting it back unless you redeem it yourself. Right? Now, let's say I have a field that we've been saying all along. Why would anybody do this? We don't get anything out of it. So the guy's smart, and he went to Daf Yomi, he realized, I know what I'll do. Instead of giving it to the Beis HaMikdash, I'll sell it to Mati. And then I take some money out of it. Now, Mati says, look, there's 30 years left. I got 30 years to work in this field. All right, we'll pick a price. Right, we'll pick a price. Whatever the third, whatever the oval comes, it goes back to me. Okay? Says the Gemara. It says in the Torah, Lo Yigael. So I didn't redeem it. I donated it to the Beis HaMikdash in like 45 years, 45 years after. 5 years left to Yehovah. 5 years go by. No, it's sits by the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara. I would think that can I at least buy it like any field that you could sell? Can I at least buy it like any field? It's not an ancestral field anymore. But I still had a shakas to it, so I can still buy it. No, I'll have it 50 years and it'll go back to the Beit HaMikdash. Can I do that? I would have thought, Yachal, I would think, you can't do that. Lo tehe negeles, shetehe lefanav kiste mikne. Right? 1 minute. Yeah, am I saying it right? Yeah. Yeah. No. Not after Yovel. Before Yovel. In other words, I donate my field to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Now, it says, I didn't redeem it. I didn't redeem it back. Can I redeem it back like just like a stay mikneh? In other words, I'm just going to rent it back? If I sell it to you, I can do that. Can I do that with Hekdesh? Is that what, right? It says, Lo Yigoel, Yachal, I would think, I'm sorry. I sold it to another person. That's the case. Reuven sold the field to Shimon. Right? Reuven sold the field to Shimon. Right? So what happens at Yovel? It goes back to Reuven. That's the halacha. It goes back to Reuven. So, okay, 1 second. One minute. Let's say, so here's the question. Right. Yachal, I would think, lo tehe nigeles, that I cannot even redeem it, shetehe lefon of kiste mikne. That it doesn't even have the din of a stay mikne. A stay mikne means basically you're renting it till Yovel. I would think, this is the Brisa says. The Brisa says, I would think, correct. He's already given it to Hekdesh. Now, I would think that I cannot buy it back like any other person, and then and only for like a rental fee till heck, till the next, till Yovel. I would think that. Talmud Lomar, Ode. It says Ode. What does Ode mean? L'kemos, she'yahaisa, eina negela. To get it back, like a se'achuza, like it once was, your ancestral field, that's not possible. Abol negeles, she'tehe lefanav, kiste mikne. However, I'm allowed to get it back like a stay mikne. Now, the question is... Right. So this price makes no sense. Why does it make no sense? Because if I donate a field to Hekdesh, what do you mean I want to be like everybody else? I'm the owner. What does that mean? No, it makes no sense. One second. But can he redeem it back? Like everybody else. So the bride said, I would think that you can't get it to be a stay mikneh. Talmud Lomar, you can. What do you mean stay mikneh? What's going on here? Oh, that's going to be the answer. The answer is after Yovel. Right, otherwise it makes no sense. Right? It makes no sense if it's not after Yovel, right? Amos, when's this going, what's going on with this bride, though? Elema be Yovel Rishon. If we're talking about before Yovel, in other words, I donate a field to Yovel. Now I want to get it back. What do you mean I'm not like a stay mikneh? Stay mikneh means basically renting it. What's going on here? I'm my ain't in a gelis. Why can't I redeem it? It's de'achuza hanami havit. It's de'achuza. It's my de'achuza. That's the rule. The rule is, if you donate something to the Beis HaMikdash, you can get it back. And what happened to Yovel? You keep it. Why? Because you redeemed it. You get it back. All good. El Pshita B'Yovel Sheni. Obviously, after Yovel, what happened? You donated a field to Hekdash. What happened to that field? It sat there by Hekdash for 10 years. Yovel came. It's still sitting there. Now I knock on Hekdash's door and I say, listen, can I get it back? Hekdash will say, you can get it back like it's a rental. Is it ever going to become to be your Steachuza? No. That you can't do. Why? Yovel came. You blew it. You want to rent it for 40 years? That's no problem. You're no different than anyone else. Right? Ulaman. Who's this going like? Ilema Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. It can't be Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Why? Because when Yovel comes, the Kahanim Nafka. It goes to the Kahanim. The only question is if they have to pay for it or not. But it goes to them. How on earth does a field get donated to the Beis HaMikdash and after Yovel it's still sitting there? How's that possible? According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Kahanim could buy it. According to Rabbi Shimon, the Kahanim get it for free. How's it still sitting there that you knock on the door to say I want it back? El Olav, Rabbi Eliezer. Obviously, it's Rabbi Eliezer. Ushmamina, right? And the reason is, Ushmamina, you see him here, Taima Rabbi Eliezer, Mehacha. Rabbi Eliezer bases his rule on this brisa. Okay? Did you hear that? We just explained that it's possible for a field to remain with Hekdash after Yovel. That can only make sense according to Rabbi Eliezer. And what do you see from here? And then the owner originally tries to get it back. He can get it back a little bit like he's a renter. He can't get it back as a de'achuza. That's over. So what do you see? That's the Rabbi Shita. The only way it's ever going to go to the Kahanim is if somebody first redeems it. That's the Rabbi Shita. Now, the Gemara is going to reject it and give two impossibly complicated ways how it can still be in Hekdash's possession, and yet the owner doesn't, and yet you don't have to hold it for me, you don't have to hold it. Okay? That's what we're going to do now. Ready? Tisbra? Is that possible? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, hi, ode, my Darshi Bey. If that's all true, what do they do with the word ode? The word ode was telling us this whole complicated thing. That after Yovel, still sitting by the Beis HaMikdash, the owner can get it back like a renter. And what do the other ones do with the word owed? It said, lo you go owed. They can never redeem it. Why say owed? Lo you go, you can't redeem it. What's owed? Right? So this whole thing is wrong. Ella, hacha mayaskina. Here's what's going on. I'll make this brisa make sense. And you don't have to hold up Rabbi Eliezer. What's this case? Besada shi'atza l'kahanim. Yovel came, and it went to the Kahanim. Okay? The Hikdisha Kohen, and a Kohen was Makdish. So we said yesterday that all the Kahanim get it as a group. So what does it mean, Hikdisha Kohen? So it could be that maybe there were like 1,000 fields available, everyone got their own field. That's what some of that's what I'm saying. Or the whole Mishmar agreed to give it to one guy. Either way, somehow one Kohen had the field. The Hikdisha Kohen, he's Makdish back. By the way, the halacha is that when Yovel comes and it goes to the Kahanim, it becomes the Stei Achuza of the Kahanim. So the Kahanim now, it's called the Stei Achuza of the Kahanim. The Kahanim have no Yerushan Eretz Yisrael. This field that was neglected, that was donated and neglected, and it goes to the Kahanim, it becomes his Stei Achuza. So what does he do? He gets it, because Yovel came. He then is Makdish back to the Beis HaMikdash. You hear that? Why did he do that? He did that. He's allowed to do that because it became his. So, Hachamayaskinan, again, it's out of the Shia to Lekahanim. Yovel came, the original owner was Makdashit to the Beit HaMikdash. Yovel came, he did not redeem it, and went to the Kahanim. The Kohen took it, Mr. Kohen, and donated it back to the Beit HaMikdash. Right? Now, the original owner comes and says, I want it back. But also, Habaylim Lemifkarei. Right? Now the Baal comes and says, I want it back. What does he get it back as? That's what? Like anybody else, that's what he learned from the word owed. That's what you learn from the word owed. He can reacquire it like a regular rented field. He'll rent it till Yovel. Is it his day Ahuza? No. He's no different than anyone. I know what you mean the pasuk for. Why would I think otherwise? Why would I think otherwise? Right? So, Gedai Dachamina, I would think, Lo Tifro, he should not redeem it. Should the Halifon of Kistay Mikneh, like a Stay Mikneh, to get it like a Stay Achuza, that nobody has that happening. But at least maybe he shouldn't even be able to get it like a Stay Mikneh. Why not? So the Masifta says, go look in the back. There's a whole complicated thing why I would think this can't even work. Talmud Lomar owed. That's why he says owed. With Kamoz Jehi ain't an Agelis. To be like everybody else. That he, the Kamoz Jehi to Enigel. To be like it once was in the glory days when you had a Stay Achuza, that's gone. Avol Negelos should tehe lefonav kisei mikneh. But to get it back, like a Stay Mikneh, that he could do. Okay, that was the easy case. Now, Vihar Tanya. We learned the same thing. No, it's not the same thing. It's almost the same exact thing. This is a very complicated case. You ready? Bishnat, it says in the pasuk like this. Bishnas ha-yovel, yoshev ha-sad al-asher kanahu me'ito. Right? What does that mean? At the yovel year, it goes back. This is talking about a stay mikdash. Forget the Beis HaMikdash now. This is a guy, Reuven, sells a field to Shimon. I have it like this. A bought a field from B. The original owner is A. I meant B. What? Yeah, that's too complicated, no? 1 minute. What? Want to use names? Fine, we'll use names. Reuven sold the field to Shimon. Reuven owned it, he sold it to Shimon. Shimon bought it. And what would happen at Yovel? Goes back to Reuven. Shimon was not the shit to the Beit HaMikdash. Okay? After that, he bought it from Reuven, and then it was not the shit. What's the halacha? It goes back to Reuven, does not go back to the Kahana. Does not go back to the Kahana. It's an easy one. That's the easy case, right? For Tanya. Why? Why is that true, by the way? Because he has no right to do that. He has no right to do that. Now, if Reuven sells his field to Shimon, basically, no matter what Shimon does with it, it goes back to Reuven at Yovel. Right? It goes back to Reuven. The only way Reuven could lose his field is if he donates it to the Beit HaMikdash. Selling it to anybody else in the world, he will not lose it. Yovel gets it back. 50 times. Makes no difference. It goes back to Reuven. Okay? Hamak, Hatanya. Vishnasa Yovel, Yoshev Asadeh, Vashar Knohu Meito. When Yovel comes, it goes back to the guy who originally owned it. Right? Yachal Yachzir Legizbar. Shalakomi Menu. I would think maybe it goes to the Gizbar who acquired it. Why? Because Shimon donated it to the Beit HaMikdash. No, Talmud Lomer, Lasher Lo, Achuzas Haaretz. Yomer, Lasher Lo, Achuzas Haaretz. Ma Talmud Lomer, Lasher Kno Meito. Why is there a double Lashon? Sada, Shiyatzat, Lekahanim. So now there's another case. This is the hard case. Asadeh Shiyatzas Likahanim. Here's what happened. Reuven had a field. He donated it to the Beit HaMikdash. What happened at Yovel? He didn't redeem it. So what happened? It goes to the Kahanim. Umachra Kohen. Then the Kohen sells it to Shimon. Okay? Which basically means that at Yovel it goes back to Reuven. It goes back to the Kohen. Because the Kohen's the new owner now of the Stei Achuza. So here's the story. It's from Reuven to the Kohen to Shimon. Okay? Shimon gives it back to the Beit HaMikdash, which we said you really can't do that. Then Levi comes to redeem the field. What? You could do it. You could do it. But it's going back to the Kohen. The Kohen is the new owner for purposes of Stei Achuza. Why? Because Yovel came, he lost it. The Kohen is the, now what happened? The Kohen took it and sold it to Shimon. Shimon was machdish it back to the Beit HaMikdash. Levi came and redeemed it. It's very complicated. A lot of people here. Levi came and redeemed it. Right? What happened at Yovel? goes back to the Kohen. Right? Goes back to the Kohen. Could do this a thousand people here. Makes no difference. It goes, once somebody redeems it, it goes back to the Kohen. Right? No, is that true? Within the 50 years. Is that true? Right. Right. What? Once it belongs to once somebody redeemed it, it goes back to the Kohen. Right, exactly. Fine. So again, then he would lose it. Exactly. Sadeh sheyatas lekahanim, a sadeh that went to the Kahanim. Why did it go to the Kahanim? Because Reuven, the original owner, donated it and let Yovel came. Umachra Kohen, then the Kohen sells it to Shimon. Vehikdisha, Shimon's makdish it back to the Beit HaMikdash. Lokeach, vehikdisha lokeach, the buyer, Shimon, is makdish it back. Vega'ola acher, and Levi redeemed it. Yachal, I would think, tachzor l'baalim, harishonim, I would think it should go back to the original owner. Who's the original owner? Reuven, the original owner, Talmud Lomer. Why would I think that? Why not? Talmud Lomer, 1 second. Talmud Lomer, l'asher kanahu. That's why it says, l'asher kanahu. Right? By the way, that's the exact same thing as the first brisa. They're both the same exact thing. The point is, right, if the original owner is Machdish's field and doesn't redeem before Yovel, he loses it. He breaks it. He loses it. They're both saying the exact same thing. One is much more complicated, but the same bottom line. So the Gemara is going to ask, why do we need two cases teaching the same principle? Exactly. So, the Eitzbruch Lemichtav Lo Yigoel, I need the first case of Lo Yigoel. The first case was very easy. The first case was, the Kohen got it. The Kohen was Machdish it back. Right? Now, the original owner wants it back. What's the halacha? He can get it back like a renter. He doesn't get it back. Right? Correct. He can buy it and redeem it and work with it, but it goes back to the Kohen. And this is cases where a guy was Machdish it, Yovel came. The Kohen got it. The Kohen sold it to Shimon. Shimon was Machdish it back. Then Levi redeemed it. Goes back to the Kohen. Goes back to the original owner. Correct. So it's really the same. So the Gemara wants to know why I need two cases. Itzrich, I'll tell you why. Itzrich lemichtav l'asher kano. It was necessary to have l'asher kano is the second case. The ikasa rachmana lo yigael. If I only had the first case, the easy case, the lo kahadara klal. It doesn't go back to anybody. It doesn't go back to anybody, right? It doesn't go back to anybody. It doesn't go back to the Kohen. Why doesn't it go back to the Kohen? What? Exactly. And why doesn't it go back to the original owner? It's Yovel case. Aval hacha, but over here, the kahadara, it goes back to the Kohen in the complicated case. So it's going back to somebody. So then therefore, tikahadara lamarakama, maybe it should go back to the original owner, Reuven. A very weak hadamina. What do you mean? What do you mean? The Kohen became the original, the new owner? So what? That doesn't have to do with Reuven. Reuven's out of the picture. It's a very weak hadamina, I would think. If it goes back to the Kohen, let it already go back to Reuven. That's very... Kasa Rachmana, Lasher Kana. That's what the Torah says. No, it goes back to the Kohen, not the original owner. Because of Rachmana, Lasher Kanahu. But if it only would have had the second one, the Lo Kayav Bailam Dummy. Nobody paid for this. The Baal never paid for this. Why not? Because he got it automatically because Yovel came. Right? Abel Hacha, the Kayav Dummin. But in the other case where pays it out. Abel Hacha, the Kayav Dummin, Tikum Bedayu. Let it stay by him. Kasev Rachmana Lo Yigal. That's what the Torah says, Lo Yigal. You don't get to keep it. Because of Rachmana Lo Yigal, will all Kasev Ode. What about the word Ode? Have, I mean, I would have thought, lo tifro klal, you can't redeem it at all. Chasar rachmana od, l'kamal shayi the end of the gilas. Now you can't get your glory back and become a tachuz again. Abol, the gilas, shayi lefanav kisei mikneh, but you can get it back like a say mikneh. So my havi Allah. So 1 second. So what we did was, we had a question. The question was, according to Rabbi, what's Rabbi Eliezer's reason? That the Kahanim can't get it. The Kahanim can't get it until what? The Kahanim can't get it until somebody redeems it. We said, this price is the Makar. This price is not the Makar. This price is talking about crazy things. Not the Makar for Beleza's din. What's his reason? What? Rabbi Lezer held that if Yovel comes and nobody redeemed it, the Kahanim don't get it. So what's his makar for that? This Brisa? No, this Brisa is very, very difficult, complicated, crazy case. Right? So back to our rule. Our rule is, how do you know that the Kahanim don't get it until someone redeems it? And if that takes two Yovel cycles, good. It takes three, also good. How do you know that? My Hamiola, how do you know that? On my Rava, on our Kra, it says, V'haya ha-sadet b'yitesa b'yovel, b'yitesa b'yad acher. Okay, it's a puzzle. There's a whole omit to get one line of a puzzle. Okay? Good? Now, you ready for this question? Iboyelahu. Bailin b'yovel shedi ka'achar dami olo. We know that when an owner comes to redeem his own field before Yovel, he's treated different than everyone else. He's the original owner. He gets back to the Achuza. According to Rabbi Eliezer, what happens if Yovel came and nobody redeemed it? Now the original owner shows up to redeem it. Does he get it back like a Steachuza or not? You hear that question? The coin didn't get it yet, exactly. The coin didn't get it yet. So it's still sitting there for 10 years. Yovel came 8 years ago. No one, now the owner got some money, he wakes up, you know what, let me get it back. But he didn't get it. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, the coin doesn't get it until somebody redeems it. Nobody redeemed it. So it's sitting in the Beis HaMikdash. The deed sitting in the office, no one took it. So, right? Now the owner shows up after Yovel passes. 8 years ago, shows up, hey, by the way, I want to get it back. Oh, excellent. Does he get it back as a Steachuza or not? Right? Now Yovel passed already. But according to Eliezer, that doesn't really make a difference. Right? So that's the Gemara's question. Does he get it back as a Steachuza or not? Ends up going to be a machloka. There's two gerses here, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Right? Toshma. Let's try to bring a raya that either one way or the other. Right? It's one of the rare cases, but I don't think there's any footnotes in the article, right? No footnotes. What? Very small footnotes, because we're going to repeat the exact Gemara word for word that we just did. Try to prove ourselves. Here we go. Toshma. It says in the Torah, lo yigael. You can't redeem something. You can't redeem it. Yachal, I would think, lo tehe negelet, shed he lefan of kisei mikneh. I would think that the original owner cannot even redeem a field to be like a stay mikneh, like a rented field. Talmud lomar, oh. That's why he says, oh. With kamos shahai to ain negelet. He can't redeem it to his glory of a stay achuza. Avol negelet, shed he lefan of kisei mikneh. But he can get it back as a rented field, as a stay mikneh. The emax. When is this going on? When is this? So this Brisa makes no sense, what we just read. Beis HaMikdash. So Amos, when's this taking place? Elema b'Yovel Rishon, image before Yovel. Am I in the Gelas? Why can't he redeem it? Achuza nam, itach b'tze achuza. Obviously, el pshita b'Yovel Sheni. Obviously, it's Yovel Sheni. In other words, Yovel passed. Now he shows up, and he says, I want to know if I can rent it. I would think he's not even a renter. No, he can get it as a renter. Right? He can rent it for 50 years. Now, Ulamad, according to who is this going like? Either Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon. If it's them, the Kahanim Nafta. They hold Yovel come to go to the Kahanim. It can't happen. It's impossible for this to happen. Elav, Rabbi Eliezer. Moshe's Rabbi Eliezer. Shmamina, what do you see from here? That Baal and Yovel Shani, Ka'achadam. That a Baal after Yovel is like everybody else. The whole stuff, no Shiloh. He doesn't get a Se'achuzah. That's no Shiloh. The question was, can he even get it back as a state mikneh? And the answer is, yeah, that he can get it back as. That was the Havamina. He can't. We said that the Havamina. Right, so what? Why is he treated differently? I said at the back of the tip, there's like a whole long pilpul why he should be treated differently. That's why I have a whole pilpul. I don't understand it. Lara, exactly. Why is he worse? Right, it's a whole pilpul there, why? I don't understand it. Exactly, that could be. Right? It could be. Yeah, exactly. It could be the Knat. Exactly. It's like there's a beautiful, lavish feast. All you gotta do is show up there. No, I'm not coming. You don't come, then you're gonna get hungry, right? Exactly. Now, 1 second. Batishpura? Is that how you're gonna explain that Brisa? Again, that Brisa is impossible. Doesn't make any sense. Why can't he be a Stay Mikneh? So we said, you can be a Stay Mikneh. Batishpura? Is that what it's talking about? Rudra Rav Shimon Hai Od Maidarshi Bay. What do they do with the word Od? Amar Ella Hachal Mayaskinon. The first case. The first case was Reuven Yovel came. The Kohen got it. Then he was Makdish. Then Reuven wants to come back and redeem it. What's the halacha? Reuven can redeem it as a stimik. The Sadash Yat of the Kahanim, that the field went to the Kahanim. Why does the field go to the Kahanim? Because Yovel came. Big Pisha Kohen. And the Kohen was Makdish back to the Beit HaMikdash. But also by the Rivkare. And Reuven comes now, he wants to redeem it. I would have thought Lotifro, Shatehe, Kistay Mikneh, he can't even get it back as a Stay Mikneh, Talmud Lamar, Ode. No, but Kamal Shahai to end in the Gela. No, like the glory of a Stay Mikneh, that he's not going to get. Ival Nagela, Shatehe Lafanov, Kistay Mikneh. But to get it back as a Stay Mikneh, that he could do. The Tanya, and with a similar thing, Yashava Sadasha Kanole Beito, that it goes back to the original owner. Yachal Yachzil, Gizbar Shalach Haimenu, I would think it goes back to the Beit HaMikdash. Hamad Lamar La Shalala Chuzas Ha'aret. No, it goes back to the owner of the Chuzas Ha'aret. The Mat Hamad Lamar La Sher Kaneu. Why does it say to the one who got it, to the one who acquired it? Again, Sada Shiata La Kahanim. This is the case where the Sada went to the Kahanim. Why did it go to the Kahanim? It went to the Kahanim because Reuven was the owner. He was Makdashit, and nobody redeemed it. So it went to the Kahanim. Umach Rakohen, the Kohen sold it. What? Vigdisha Lokeach and the buyer, that's Shimon. So we have Reuven was Makdashit to the Kohen, to Shimon, who bought it from the Kohen. Shimon was Makdashit, right? The Goach, and then Levi redeemed it. Yachal, I would think, Takhtel Vayamai Rishonim, it goes back all the way back to Reuven, Talmud Lomar, Asher Kanehu. No, it goes back to the Kohen. Vitrach Lamitav Lo Yigoyel, Vitrach Lamitav Lo Asher Kaneu. I need both of these cases. Because of Rechmana Lo Yigoyel, if I only had the first case, the Lo Kahadra Klal, it doesn't go back to anybody. It doesn't go back to anybody. Because of Rechmana Lo Asher Kaneu. That's how the Torah says, Lo Asher Kaneu. Because of Rechmana Lo Asher Kaneu. But if it's a case where it does go back to somebody, the Lo Kiyahavi Bailam Dame, nobody paid for it. Why did nobody pay for it? Because it all eventually went to him. But in our case, the Baal wants to pay for it. To take him badayu, maybe he gets to keep it. Because of Rechmana Lo Yigoyel, because of Rechmana Lo Yigoyel, but because of Ode, have a meal different cloud. Because of Rechmana Ode, the Kamal Shoyse in the Gels, have on the Gels, today, Lepanav Kishtimik there. So, my Haviyala, what's the answer to our question? Our question was, when the owner shows up after Yovel, according to Rabbi Eliezer, does he get it back like a Seachuza or not? Toshma, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ga'ola Bailim Biyovel Shani, Yotza, we're taking Gola, Bailin, Biyovel, Shani. If the Baal, Gola, Bailin, Biyovel, Shani, if the Baal redeems it before Yovel, Shani, Yotza, the Kahanim, Biyovel, it goes to the Kahanim and Yovel. What do you see from there? That he gets it not as a staff mover. It still goes to the Kahanim. All you are is a renter. Oh, there have been a Lord Hashi. Wait a minute. Banan Lot Kahan Hoki. Our Mishnah didn't say that. Our Mishnah said, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Aim kahanim nichnasim l'tocha ad sheyiglena acher. Until somebody else redeems it. Then it goes to the kahanim. What if the owner himself? Is that someone else? And acher means someone else. If someone else came to redeem it, then it goes to the kahanim, which is mashma. And if the baal comes to redeem it, he gets to keep it. No, that's not fair. Amalei, baalim, yovel, sheyin, ka acher, dami. If yovel, the baal, like everybody else. Right? Ikka diamri. Others have another version. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Gala, Biyovel, Shani, Ain a Yaz to Kahana Biyovel. It doesn't go to the Kahana. Amale Rabbin Ravashi, I found a nine with you. We learned that. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ain Kahana the Fasal Tocha, Achigan Acher. Amale Ibn Sneezin, that's not a Raya. Have him in a Bailam Biyovel, Shani, Kahana, Dami. I would have thought that the Baal's like somebody else. Kamashwan, he's not. So it's two versions. For the first version, the Baal does not get it back at the Seachuza. And according to the second version, he does. Okay? Good? That's not hard? Okay. Gets harder. Smart as possible. Ready? Here we go. I don't think we're going to realize that. No. Halokeach sa, listen to this one. Halokeach sa de me aviv umeit aviv. You buy the field from your father. And your father passed away. And 1 second. You inherit the achuzah from your father. So, before your father died, What were you? It was a stay mikdash. It was a stay mikdash. You were renting the field for the Yovel. Right? That's what you were doing. What happened at Yovel? What happened at Yovel if the father didn't die? Goes back to your father. But he died now. Now I change. I was once upon a time stay mikdash. Now I became stay achuzah. Why? From the orange. Right? You hear this? Right? So halokeya, so deme aviv umeit aviv, viachaka hikdisha, after Shiva's over, you get up and you donate it to the Beit HaMikdash. Right? Harehi kisteachuza has the din of steachuza. What? There's no havamina. No one disputes that. Right? No one disputes that. So by the way, there's a kula and a chumra. What's the kula and the chumra? Rashi points out. Shari Achila Rikdisha Nafalo Biyerusha Hilka Imbaliftosa Hold the base Kurbanun Slav Kisteachuza. When you want to redeem it, you get a bargain. 50 shekel. But if you don't redeem it, you're gonna lose it. Right? Okay. Kikdisha, what if your Maktishit Biacha Kachmes Aviv? It's a hard one. You redeem it. After you redeem it, your father dies. Your Maktishit, I'm sorry, your Maktishit. Now, when you were machdish it, you just spent the whole amen on that. It doesn't accomplish anything, but you can do it. It won't change the fact that when Yovel comes, it goes back to the father. However, you did that, and then the father died. Now what? Before Yovel, right. Harehi kistei mikneh, says the Tanakama divi Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds, it has a status, you hear this, Mati? Has a status of a stei mikneh. Why? Why is it a status of a state mikneh? The baser shaita shek desha azlin says Rashi. It goes by when you donated it. At the moment that you donated it, you didn't own it. Why? Because your father was still alive. What? No. It doesn't go back to you. But he's right. But he's 100% right. But he's 100% right. What? Right. Correct. That the Rashi says at the end of the Rashi says the son inherits. The son gets it by koach of being a yoresh. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Harayik Steachuza. Anyway, it's like a Steachuza. Shenemar in Miseda Miknehu Asher Lo Miseda Achuzaso Sada She'en Aru Elio Steachuza. That's only true if it's the Sada that will never become Steachuza. Yatsa Zazu. This will become a Steachuza. Stay mikneh, ain the yotz in the kahana biyovel. It's two things: the fee for redemption and what happens to Yovel. Yeah. Right. Correct. Absolutely correct. He's 100% right. Correct. As long as the father's alive, it's still a stay mikneh, according to the mayor. Therefore, you want to redeem it, you got to redeem it at full value. Right. Well, they could have died 3 years later. So what's during those 3 years? Right. He's right. Now, the mayor mentioned another unrelated statement. Stay mikneh, any other is the kahana biyovel. A stay mikneh does not go to the kahana biyovel. We said that the whole amud today, the mission never said it. Stay mikneh does not go to the kahana biyovel. Okay? What? Well, so what does that mean? That means a steachuza sold to Reuven. Reuven owns it. Reuven sells it to Shimon. Shimon is machdish it. What happens at Yovel? It goes back to Reuven. It does not, right? Another thing. Why? Michigan, it's a funny thing. She'ain adam machdish davar she'ain a shalom. You can't donate something that doesn't belong to you. Ultimately, it's not yours. Exactly. Now, Another did that we didn't see before. Hakahanim v'halaviyim akadishin la'olam. Kahanim and Leviyim can, if they have a field for some reason, they have a field. The cities that belong to the Leviyim, or Kohen got a field somehow, right? Then they can redeem it forever. There's no Yovel cutoff. There's no statute of limitations. V'gol in la'olam. And they can redeem it forever. Bein l'tnei Yovel, bein la'acha Yovel. Makes no difference. Okay? Yeah? That's a special thing. That's a special thing. No, 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 no. That's because Yovel came already, so he got it. We're talking, let's say, your grandma father was Yisrael. Somehow you got that feel. Somehow you got it, right. Okay, very good, excellent. All right, so we'll stop here. I want to do a little Gemara, if you live. Exactly. So we'll stop here, and we'll resume tomorrow. Happy Tu B'Shvat. Everyone should have a good Tu B'Shvat, a meaningful Tu B'Shvat. So I'll say one quick word, very 30-second word. If the halacha is, let's say you have a field, let's say you have a tree, that the tree's in Eretz Yisrael, the roots are in Eretz Yisrael, but the branches, the fruit hanging over in the chutzpah. So what's the halacha? Are you chayav in Shumas and Maitzvahs? The answer is yes. Why? Because you follow the roots. You can be in chutzpah. You can live wherever you want. Just remember where your roots are. Your roots are in Eretz Yisrael. That's maybe why, I told the rabbi yesterday, that's maybe why there's a hakapada to have fruits in Eretz Yisrael. To remind you where your roots belong. Okay, very good. Have a good day.